03.
First, three residents appraise improved water supply amid stable electricity. Victims speak out after 13 houses burned in Serenge's Kapumbu Azon attack. And in African news, South Africa's Tembisa residents shut down roads over electricity disconnections. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Mutumbi Phase 3 have reported an improvement in water supply in the area, attributing the development to the consistent availability of electricity. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Asamo Banda has told Kombon Ready News that the community previously faced serious challenges accessing water during periods of load shedding. Mr. Banda explained that residents would sometimes go for several days without water, a situation that posed a health risk to the community. He notes that the unreliable water supply had negatively affected sanitation and daily household activities. He further states that load shedding had also disrupted various businesses in the area due to the lack of electricity, affecting productivity and operations. Residents have since welcomed the steady power supply, saying it has significantly improved access to water and eased the challenges they previously faced.
So vetting as te conclude, chezolengesa manzi kusabwela ni load shedding. Load shedding nabwa ishta destroy vintu vambi, not just manzi, even my businesses kuno ma welders pa market apa, business nabwela pansi kuzi vanali bema light. So witia mikira government po chita kuti load shedding yashita monga yashita ko reduced kanga ni kusia kusilira tolo kunkala reduced. Ti we are hoping that load shedding kusila kwa load shedding sikwa chama election ye. Load shedding ifunika isiliretu. So we are hoping government kuika ma interventions especially mu energy sector to ensure that load shedding is completely out.
Victims of the arson attack in Kapumbu area of Serenge district have spoken out about their suffering after 13 houses were burnt, leaving families homeless and without livelihoods. One of the victims, Sarah Kashimailo, says she recognized several of the suspected perpetrators, but fears justice may never be served. Another victim, Patson Changwe, has explained that he now sleeps in cold after losing both his home and means of survival. Rhoda Siwanda also lamented that all her sources of income have collapsed, forcing her to move from place to place to survive.
So, Patexi, last week, I was in Baisa, Pandemena, Aotuati, Bakunda, Eva Shirem Kotomus. Hello, Knoxel and Joko Twaisa. Baga Pokola, Twali Rembesh Omulandu, Tava Yako, Baba Tinanda Pikatawa.
Undish Yarakwe, Twice on Funda, Munos on Funda, Munita on the Dena, Bambi Tekin Besh, Fire my knee, all to the man died six. Fire my good, all to the man died seven. I did take one shash when I was a shala, Tashala Fetch Shalishale.
Pikala Fetch Karikas. Pano passenger to see the 2 weeks. Twice I put Nani report to Kuku police. What police were here, Copa? Bari ya mone foba uchele. Nomba tapadi nita mweo wa sendereko.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Police Service has warned that anyone involved in the incident will be prosecuted. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the matter is being closely monitored at the Selenge Police Station. He has explained that officers received the complaint of the suspected arson, which occurred on November 6th, 2025, and immediately visited and processed the scene.
We received this complaint pertaining to this matter. We treat this as a case of arson at Zambia Police Service. Immediately it happened, our officers visited the scene. The scene was processed. As at now, investigations are ongoing. Except that the woman in question in this, we are yet to record a statement from our Zambia Police Service. So wherever she is, we request that later come to the police station, we record the statement. Her statement is vital in this matter. So our investigations once more are ongoing, and we'll make sure that all those found wanting with regard to this incident will be brought to book. There is no law in Zambia that justifies that anyone can do such a thing unlawfully without consent. So we treat this as an offense from the Zambia Police perspective, and to make sure that all those that were found wanting with regard to this incident are brought to book.
Kabwe Municipal Council has connected the Lukanga Intercity Bus Station leaking a sewer line to Lukanga Water and Sanitation Company Limited main sewer line at a total cost of over 254,000 kwacha. The local authority connected the Lukanga Intercity Bus Station leaking a sewer line, which was a source of great concern to transporters and the community of Lukanga Compound in Kabwe. Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sukwa says the local authority moved in to find lasting solutions by connecting the Intercity Bus Station to Lukanga Water and Sanitation Company main sewer line. Mr. Suka says the Lukanga Intercity Bus Station area is waterlogged, making the sanitation network system of septic tank unfunctional, resulting into sewer leakages affecting our passengers, the surrounding Lukanga community and transporters respectively. The local authority in December 2025 purchased our sewer pipes and other materials at a cost of 249,000 kwacha for the connection of a 500 meters of sewer line stretch from the Intercity Bus Station to Lukanga Water and Sanitation main line to end the effluent crisis. He says Kabwe Municipal Council, however, paid a total of 14,000 kwacha connection fee to Lukanga Water and Sanitation Company to enable the company connect the Intercity Bus Station to its sewer line. The leaking of sewer discharge has since stopped, and some transporters and residents have thanked Kabwe Municipal Council for moving in to find a permanent solution to end the sewer problem. Mambwe Musakalu, ward councillor for Mokambo in Mufurela, has